Fuzz, folks, that person, that individual is rejecting medical assistance, as he don't need no doctor. He don't need no doctor, I tell you. I am Rubber Norb. This is the Bubblegum Fuzz. This is Garage Punk Radio. And this is the Sonics, or those were the Sonics. Or those were the Sonics from This Is the Sonics. The name of the Sonics' new record, which is not new anymore because it's taken me so darn long to produce a new episode of Bubblegum Fuzz. You're saying,
Rubber Norb, why did it take you so long to emit, first from your head, like Saturn, birth Athena, or whoever the hell it was, and then Kronos ate Saturn, or however that god-munching thing went, why did it take you so long to produce a new episode of Bubblegum Fuzz?
Well, quite frankly, I was going to have one out months ago, but somebody wound up responding to one of my Facebook statuses, and it took me several months to formulate a response. Also, I've been sitting around watching the Electric Company. The Electric Company is cool. Watching the Electric Company is cool. It's not Lemmy from Motorhead cool, but it's cool enough for the likes of me. Anyway, you're saying,
Rapper Norm, are you going to have a tribute to Lemmy from Motorhead on this show today?
No, I'm not, because you have enough Motorhead records already. You already get it. Play the records you want. It's cool, man. It's cool. I did kind of want to play Please Don't Touch, where he does the thing with the girls' school singer, but that's not going to happen, because I don't remember where that is. I don't remember where that record is. I also don't remember where my photograph of me and Lemmy is, so I don't really know what the point is yet. I'm even still trying to figure out where I put my no prize. But never mind that. I've got problems. You've got problems. But you know who don't have problems? From Atlanta, GA. That's right. The Dirty South, the place Ludacris is allegedly from, although I heard he's from Oak Park, Illinois, in reality. It's the Baby Shakes, the band that makes me choke on my saliva with all the pretty things.
Yeah. I tell you, those were the Van Buren Wheels with Come On and Be Mine. You're on the Bubblegum Buzz on Garage Punk Pirate Radio. And the Van Buren Wheels, we're not talking about the nice Van Buren, like the one a block and a half from my house where the hospital is. We're talking about the mean Van Buren in Phoenix, Arizona, with all the ladies of ill repute and all like that. 8th President Martin Van Buren. That's a trivia answer in a Monkees episode, damned if it's not. Anyway, that was off the Weird Loud 90s cassette punk unknowns compilation double album, which is sort of a monomaniacal thing that sort of it's about this one guy who just sort of went from town to town in the Southwest trying to not be on heroin and recording stuff on cassette for him, his friends and neighbors, and a couple other things. But that is a very interesting buy. You should snap that up at once. Actually, you shouldn't, because then you will think I am enlightened for being able to play you the Van Buren Wheels at this hour of the morning. Before that, we had Ultravox, of all people, with a Saturday Night in the City of the Dead. Who knew Ultravox were actually listenable at one point in time? Prior to them, we had BBC, and that's spelled B-E-E-B-E-C-E, and that was You Gotta Know Girl from way back in the 70s, when even I was too young to buy beer legally, but that didn't stop me. And we started things up with the Baby Shakes, a trio of pulse-retunitous females from Atlanta, Georgia. That was called All the Pretty Things off their new album, which is called Starry Eyes, like the record song in question, although it does not carry the record song in question. Anyway, I am Reverend Norm here on Garage Punk Pirate Radio, here on Bubblegum Fuzz, here on whatever the heck I'm on, and I'm doing my best imitation of DJ Mel Mounds from the Electric Company. That's right, DJ Mel Mounds with his pounds of sounds, finger snapping, toe tapping, make it happen sounds. He's got new sounds, blue sounds, howdy do sounds, old sounds, bold sounds, and Jenny Roll sounds. Sounds that are righteous, righteous, and out of sightious. And here they are with the song that sounds like now. The song that sounds like wow. The song that sounds like ow. It's the Briefs with Sally, I Can't Go to the Beach.
Here's your main man, Mel Mounds, with pounds of sound coming at you, humming at you, strumming and drumming at you. Now let's check out the big chart. The chart shows who's making it, who's breaking it, and who's only faking it. Still, numero uno, those hot shots in the top spot slot. The Short Circus, moving and grooving with the number that's got everybody all shook up.
Where we could go, where we could dance.
exactly sure what the preferred pronunciation of that particular band name is, but then again, I wasn't around in Melbourne, Australia back in 1966. I claim innocence. I'm absolved of all blame in this matter. MPD LTD or MPD Limited, I don't know what they were, but god dang it, they am what they am. And that is off the Down Under Nugget CD, which is floating around on some label or another. I don't know how exactly officially tangentially connected to the Real Nuggets project it is, but it's pretty doggone cool. It cost a bit of money, but it's got about 25 or 30 awesome 1965 to 1967 garage punk nuggets from your friends down under. And I find that delving into Australian music is pretty cool because a lot of it's pretty much unheard at this other side of the globe, and you can always sort of find some genre you like, and then you can find stuff in that genre that you never heard before that makes you happy because you thought you heard all the worthwhile stuff in that genre because you're an egomaniac and you think you heard every goddamn thing and you haven't. Anyway, that was off of the Down Under Nuggets CD. That was MPD Limited, or whatever the hell they're called. Prior to that, we had from the Tiny Days album, the title track off the Tiny Days album, which I played the heck out of in my college radio days, and I'm sure I'm not the only one. That was Scruffy the Cat. Scruffy the Cat from Boston or some goddamn place like that. 1987 Tiny Days. That band gets absolutely no love in retrospect from the punk rock and or hipster. Hipster in the good sense of the term, if there is a good sense of the term community. I don't know, man. Nobody likes that band except, like, the uncool fringes who can still tolerate college rock in some way, shape, or form. I think that album's great, Tiny Days by Scruffy the Cat. If not great, at least pretty good, doggone good. Anyway, Scruffy the Cat, Tiny Days, blah, blah, blah. Before that, a twin spin from back in my college radio day career, that was the Young Fresh Fellows with Topsy Turvy. And one of my greatest regrets before the Men with the Guns made me leave the college radio station in 1989, I think it was 89, whatever it was, is that I didn't steal WGBW's copy of the Young Fresh Fellows Topsy Turvy album. So, you know, recently I've rectified that situation. I didn't steal their copy, because they already got rid of their copy. They don't play rock music anymore. But I purchased a copy of Topsy Turvy, and when I was looking at it, we heard out Where Is Groovy Town, by the way, I realized that my favorite song of that album, Where Is Groovy Town, question mark, was actually written by Charlie Chesterman of Scruffy the Cat. So there you go, a Charlie Chesterman-related twin spin, preceded by the Real DJ Mel Mounds, who at that was Morgan Freeman on the Electric Company. Yes, Morgan Freeman was on the entire run of the Electric Company. How about that? He was also Easy Reader. Up to down and left to right, reading things just out of sight. All right, and we started things off with The Briefs, one of my favorites of the first couple years of this here century and or millennium. That was The Briefs with Sally, I Can't Go to the Beach. But by golly, our problem right now is Duncan Reed. That rascal's gotta call Simone.
Pretty girls are making my eyes burn.
here on Bubblegum Fuzz on Garage Punk Pirate Radio. Yes, 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 you do. That was a twin spin. A twin spin. And in honor of DJ Mel Mounds with the Pounds of Hit Sounds, I didn't even put in the little guy saying Double Play Tuesday between those two songs. Just out of respect for the art, out of respect for Morgan Freeman's coolest character, and my number one icon of Pop 70s Black Exploitation. Anyway, back to whatever the hell we were listening to. That was The Kids from Belgium off their third album with a Do You Wanna Know? Question mark. Preceded by Dance the Night Away. And you know, I never quite gave that third Kids album. I hope it's a third Kids album, otherwise I'm sadly misinformed. I never really gave that one the time of day for years and years and years, because that first Kids album, that's kind of a minor classic. That's got some cool songs on it and stuff. I even covered a song like that once upon a time in my life. But then the second one, Naughty Kids, that's kind of like the first album, but not as good. And then, of course, in your mind, you plot the trajectory. You have seen the trajectory many times here. First album is a minor classic. Second album is not as good as the first album. Third album just falls off, you know, the shelf entirely. Blah, blah, blah. We don't need it. The half-life, the shelf life, all that life. It's all kind of gone. Who cares about the third album? We've already ascertained that the second album is just an inferior version of the first album. The third album probably going to be even worse, with probably a raga song or a Louie Louie with the steel drums thrown in there. Well, the Louie Louie with the steel drums thing is right, but that Living in the 20th Century album, because that is a doggone good album. That is a, where they somehow discovered their power pop side. That's evidenced by the fact that, you know, Do You Want to Know was covered by Teen Generic on that Bloody Belgium, or the Teen Generic Plays the Kids, whatever the heck that record is called. My favorite Teen Generic 45 of all time. They covered that song as well as two of the first album. And one song off that third Kids album was covered by the Tweezers, who were, of course, the power pop incarnation of a couple members of Teen Generic, at least one member of Teen Generic and his girlfriend, blah, 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 so on and so forth, blah, blah, blah. Random Japanese slash Belgium references, Bubblegum Fuzz, Reverend Norm, Crash Punk Pirate Radio, hooray. Anyway, that was the Kids with Dance the Night Away, Do You Want to Know. Prior to that, another one off the Weird Wow 90s Cassette Punk Unknowns double album recently released on Slavily and some other labels. That was Les Fleurs du Mal. I try to speak French and I don't do it very well, but they do only do it well in half of Belgium, so who the hell cares? And that was Sweet Sweet Satan. That's right, Sweet Sweet Satan. I really played a song called Sweet Sweet Swaten here. Sweet Sweet Swaten. Yes, Sweet Sweet Swaten. Swaten to the oldies. God dang right. Anyway, here on Bubblegum Buzz. Yeah, just keeps getting better and better. My oratory, my diction knows no bounds. My diction knows no bounds. Now, we started things off with Duncan Reed, of course, you know him. You like him, you love him, you want more of him. He was, of course, in the Boys with Gotta Call Simone. But that was then. This is now. These are the Sonics. They gotta spend the night.
about you, yeah, you're wild, yeah. And I'm wild about you, tell me about it. But I wouldn't kiss a steak, so I won't eat you. I'm wild all the way out, clothes you wear, find a fancy dresses, a taste of hair. Laugh at people who are staring at you. Laugh at me, baby, I'm staring too. Cause you're wild, I'm wild about you. You're wild, I'm wild about you.
I should have whispered to when any guy will do. You should have seen her, she just blew. And then she tries to tell you she loves you. Whoa, whoa. I've seen her die before, don't want to see her anymore. You gotta leave her behind and find another girl. You know she'll only bring you hurt, make you feel like a jerk. She's mad your money while you want. And wear her lingerie for other guys. Whoa, whoa. I've seen her die before, don't want to see her anymore. You gotta leave her behind and find another girl.
That was the Queers off of their August 1996 release, Don't Back Down, with Another Girl. Prior to that, we heard from 1966 in Australia, The Five, that's a numeral five, like Charlie Brown's friend, with There's Time. Now, did you notice, that was also off that Down Under Nuggets bit, by the way. Did you notice, did you happen to notice that there's a bit of similarity between those two songs? The Five's song goes, you know, there's time to find another girl. And the Queers song goes, you better leave her behind to find another girl. Do you think that perhaps, have you postulated somewhere in your head a theory that states suddenly that the Queers may have obtained undue influence from the Five, for the Five's song, There's Time, for the Queers song, Another Girl? Well, that's absolutely incorrect if you're postulating such a theory, because recall, if you will, the story of the song Another Girl, it was not actually written by the Queers. It was written by a Honolulu pop-punk band back in the 90s called the Catalogs, who are not that well known other than the fact that they did that song, even though they are not really even that well known for doing that song. That song was done by a band called the Catalogs originally in the 90s, covered by the Queers, pretty obscure song, released posthumously on Mutant Pop, right when Mutant Pop was just about ready to kick the bucket. So if anything else, you can postulate a thing where in Honolulu, Hawaii, where they're more likely to obtain the Australian records, one would imagine, because they're sitting in the same kind of big body of salty fluids or whatever the heck. Maybe, perhaps, the Catalogs took undue influence from the Five for their song Another Girl, and then the Queers just covered the Catalogs, and what the hell, it's all just one big pop-punk slash Australian garage punk circle jerk, I tell you. We're not listening to the circle jerks. And before that, another one of that Baby Shakes album, that was Sugar Rush, which I wrote down as Sugar Bush, which is... Sometimes I astound myself with my Freudianness, I tell you what. Anyway, Missing Links before that was Wild About You. That's one of the Australian friggin' nugget type things too. Of course, that song is best known for being covered on the Saints I'm Stranded album. If you never heard that before, well, you heard it now. You've just been lured. You're welcome, trouble. And we started things off with This Is the Sonics, my album of the year. That is the Sonics that spent the night. My favorite song off my album of the year. Hooray, huzzah. Wonderful, thank you very much. I have been Reverend Norm. This has been Bubblegum Fuzz. You have been Garage Punk Pirate Radio. I'm glad we could get together and do this. Please don't respond to my Facebook post anymore, or I won't have time to make a 36 episode of Bubblegum Fuzz. Such as it is, here are the Modernettes singing about Teen City USA, which is weird because they're from Vancouver, but by golly, Modernettes, why don't you ride me off into the sunset like a rented mule?
Who can turn a can into a cane? Who can turn a pan into a pane? It's not too hard to see, it's silent E. Who can turn a cub into a cube? Who can turn a tub into a tube? It's elementary for silent E. He took a pin and turned it into a pine. He took a twin and turned him into twine. Who can turn a cap into a cape? Who can turn a tap into a tape? A little glob becomes a globe instantly if you just add silent E. He turned a dam, alakazam, into a dame. But my friend Sam stayed just the same. Who can turn a man into a mane? Who can turn a van into a vein? A little hug becomes huge instantly. Don't add W, don't add.